We have been blessed by God to have health and strength, presence of mind, to come again this evening to worship in spirit and in truth. We're delighted to see those of you who've come. We thank God for the saints who have obeyed the gospel and accepted the terms of heaven to worship our God in spirit and in truth, without hesitation or reservation. Let us continue to be steadfast and unmovable. Let us continue to be examples one for another, even for those who ignore the example that we are setting. One day we're going to come before the God of heaven, who sent his Son into the world to live with us for 33 years, and in that interim, to make it possible for us, human beings created by God, to come and live with them forever and ever, never more to die. So let us pray for our brothers and sisters, and let us do what we can to help them to be faithful servants of the Lord. Understandably, there are some who are absent, and the decision is not really in their hands. We understand that. But wherever it is that is your decision, say yes to God, because he and his Son said yes to us. I call your attention this evening for a few minutes to the book of Matthew, and the chapter is 20. I hope, pray, and trust that you will continue to love the Lord, continue to study his word, to pray to him, and also to worship him in spirit and in truth and fellowship, and have fellowship with those of like precious faith, that we might be encouragers one of another. In Matthew chapter 20, we have some information regarding hired workers. Well, the kingdom of heaven, chapter 20, verse 1. Well, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers to work in his vineyard. And when he had agreed, is that in your Bible? And when he had agreed with the laborers regarding their pay, when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard, and he went out about the third hour, and he saw others standing idle, doing nothing. And he said unto them, you go too. Go you also into the vineyard. And whatsoever is right, I will give you. Now notice what they did. And they went their way into the vineyard. Again, later, he went out about the sixth hour, and again at the ninth hour, and spoke to some others who were standing idle. Asked the same question. They agreed to go and work in his vineyard. And about the 11th hour, he went out, verse 6, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why? Why are you standing here all day? Now, saying that would reference that perhaps he saw them earlier, but they didn't talk. But be that as it may, they answered him in verse 7, they say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. Their answer infers that they were looking for some work. They were looking for someone to hire them. He saith unto them, Go you into the vineyard. And notice the latter part of the verse. And whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. Go into my vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. Said it to them, and they went into his vineyard. So when evening was come, close of the workday, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their money, or give them their hire. Beginning from the last. Do you understand that? Start with the last. Beginning from the last, and then we'll go on down to the first. And when they came that were hired, about the 11th hour, they received every man the same amount, a penny. But when the people that were hired first came, they suppose, be careful with your supposing. Let us be careful with our supposing. Study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needed not to be ashamed. They should have, supposing that they should receive more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received their money, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have worked or wrought but what? 1 hour. And now watch this. These last have worked but 1 hour. And, coordinating conjunction, and thou, you, the owner, hast made them equal unto us. You paid them as much as you are paying us. And we bore the burden in the heat of the day. The owner responds in verse 13. But the owner answered, says he in your Bible, answered one of them and said, Friend, isn't it? Isn't that very nice of him? Friend, I do you no wrong. I do you no wrong. This is what you agreed to with me before you started working. Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Didn't I pay you what we agreed upon? I have not shortchanged you. But because I have been liberal with others, what has that to do with you? There are all sorts of people that come into the vineyard of the Lord and work. Now notice, the text does not say that there was any animosity, that there was any disagreement among the workers. It appears that all of the workers that were hired did the job that they were hired to do. It's just that those who had made an agreement with the owner early in the day believed that they should have been paid more. I believe that this chapter, or these verses, references the way we have our relationship with the Lord. No matter when you come into the body of Christ and live according to His instructions, a dutiful servant of God, it matters not with God what time you came in. What matters is, number one, that you came in, and number two, that you did what He commanded. You live the way He commanded humans to live and become members of His family. Let us, church, let us benefit from the lack of wisdom of these early first hires. Let us continue to work together in such a way that our Lord is well pleased. You got too much. You're doing too much. Why did we obey the gospel? We obey the gospel that God would forgive us of our sins and adopt us as His dear children. This man hired these men and paid them the agreed amount. Let us not offer excuses for non-performance. Let us not argue with what thus saith the will of God. Let us be co-workers together. Let us not walk away. And God has sent us to this particular station. Let us manifest to God the love in such a way that we are committed to the work that He has called us to be. We are helpers one of another. We are based upon how we live. We are encouragers one of another. And it is the homeowner. It is the homeowner in this case that kept the record. It is the homeowner. It is God in heaven that keeps the record of every human being, including ours who are members of His body. Let us walk and work circumspectly. Let us be helpers one of another. Let us let God see us and know in our heart by the way we perform that we are dedicated and committed to living a life that glorifies Him, because it was He that sent His only begotten Son, His only begotten Son, not just for a few days, but God did that for us, and He didn't have to do it. You know the story of Genesis, how God created Adam, and then He blessed Adam by creating Eve. At the very beginning of life, a beginning of life on earth, God even took him on a tour of what He had created, especially in the garden, all because of His love. Is it too much, church? Not for me, but is it too much for God to ask that we, when we have the the power. It's our decision as to how I live my life on Sundays and worship times. Can we talk to the Father and ask Him to bless us? Lord, bless me to be a helper, a worker, and an example for my other brothers and sisters. Regarding the life I live, and regarding the love that I have for you, and regarding the love that I have for one another. We would want to come back whenever the congregation is assembling. We would want to be present because of the love that we have for God and the love that we have one for another. And that's encouraging, church. That's encouraging for us. It's also a good example for visitors to say, "Ooh, look at yonder." Even when people were used to, let me rephrase this, pardon me. At the old Congress building, faithful Christians and numbers, whether it was simply worship, and I wasn't preaching. We were in a gospel meeting. I was preaching, not in a gospel meeting. The numbers was always honorable and honoring unto God. And it was no hardship to put God first. He did that for us. He put me, He put you first. Jesus died, His only begotten Son, for us. Let us not lose the love that we have prayerfully for our God. And let us not lose a love for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. By that I mean, I'm contemplating, that we will be encouragers one of another. No one in their right mind, and even if they're not in all of it, even in a half a mind, want to miss heaven if they have any sense at all. Yes, sir. We cannot, humans cannot violate it. God commands and expect Him to say, "It's all right, I understand." Amen. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Let us endeavor to be encouraged of the manners, the manner people, the manners members of the body of Christ. Because we, prayerfully, we all want to make heaven our eternal home of abode. And if we simply understand what God says, He means it. He means what He says. What did He say? I like to tell you, He loved us enough to give the best He had. That's our example. He is our example. God has given and is giving, still giving, the best that He had. This is a great congregation. I thank God for those of you who are committed and dedicated and endeavoring to be an excellent example for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't quit. Don't even think about quitting. Don't get in a battle. Be an encourager in a loving way. Because God didn't just save me for me. He saved me to help each other. And that's like a family. He saved you to help others. I got some more examples. You don't believe it? I got one. What about when you were a little child? And you had some brothers and sisters. And you were the oldest. You loved your brothers and sisters. And you and the parents went off somewhere. You were the oldest. You were left in charge. And when they come back, if anything was out of order, what happened over there talking to you? Because we left you in charge. You remember those days? Mm-hmm. Some of us might remember those days real good, because our parents had a way of telling us so that we would remember a long time. We are brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Church, the Lord laid this lesson on my heart. We are more than what we have become. Let us continue to be encouragers and workers for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because we all want one day to go and live with them forever and ever. And I want to go and live there forever because of what I read. Because I cannot visualize all that the Bible says the way that God is going to bless us. Ooh, hallelujah. Taking God at his word. Let us continue. If there are those here who are members of the body of Christ and you've erred, you've been unfaithful, you've been slothful, you've been neglectful, this is your time to renew your covenant and rededicate your life to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God will forgive you. There won't be an argument. If you repent of your sins, ask the forgiveness, ask the church to pray for your forgiveness, God will forgive you, just like this man. He didn't get angry with the people that complained. That's how much God loves you. If you're here tonight, you're not a member of an only church, the only church that you can read about, that Jesus established through the people, through the preaching of his chosen vessels. The only church that Jesus established on planet Earth is the Church of Christ. Saluting and greeting one another with a holy kiss. You can become a member tonight of that church. This is the Church of Christ. Believe it with all of your heart. Believe in Jesus Christ with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Be godly sorrowful for the things that you've done contrary to the will of God. Confess your faults. Lord, forgive me of all my faults. You want the Lord to forgive you of all your faults. And be buried in water baptism. For what? For the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed. And you know what? Because God is so loving, he'll do it. Not only will he forgive you, he will add you. He will adopt you as his child. Isn't that good news? And he will hear your prayers and answer them. What a blessing. The God who created everything and everybody will hear your prayers and answer them. That's the kind of father he is. That's your glorious privilege. If you're already in the body, you've been unfaithful, and you know that God knows that you've been unfaithful, and if you've been unfaithful, he knows. There's nothing that God does not know. Come on home tonight. He wants to forgive you of your sins. All you need to do is ask for forgiveness, and we'll pray to God for your forgiveness. The opportunity and the privilege is now yours as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
There's a fountain for it is for you and me. Let us taste, oh haste, to the brink. 'Tis a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me. Thirsty souls, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all.
Surprise, surprise, huh? Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Let me read the verse that I've already read to you again. There were those that murmured because of what the owner did for those people who came late at the late hour. Verse 12, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us. They're getting as much as we get, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. We have borne the burden and the heat of the day, and they have only been here 1 hour. I like the way Jesus gives them the answer regarding the owner. But he answered one of them and said, friend, isn't that nice? Friend, I do thee no wrong. Why didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Isn't that what we agreed upon? Did I not come up to our agreement? Take that which is yours and go your way. I will give unto this last even what I've already given. The same, I'll give them the same amount that I gave you. And it was the owner's decision. I may have been in the Lord's church a long time, and you may have come only a few weeks ago. The joy of heaven is waiting for you just as much as it's waiting for me. And you only come 2 or 3 weeks ago. Isn't that a loving God? It motivates us prayerfully. It's another motivation for us to endeavor to love him, because he dearly loves us. Thank you for your time and your attention. Go with God.